All right, so today I want to talk about a brutal friend-zoning story that I experienced during my last 2 years in college. So when I first transferred to this new university that's closer to home, I had joined a couple clubs, and in this one club, there was this girl named Allie, and turns out like we actually became somewhat of acquaintances, friends, whatever you want to call us. But we actually went to this like career fair together, and we walked around and she was nice and friendly, looked at me in the eye. You know, it's when you're a sub five male, that can be very difficult to find, you know, someone that'll treat you well and likes to engage with you. So I was really excited about this. At the time, if for those of you who haven't watched, I was 275 pounds and I was completely bald. So, you know, with all that being said, multiple times throughout the year, we would grab lunch probably once every 2 months or so. And, you know, we would just chat about class, family, friends, things like that. And towards the end of the year, you know, I was thinking to myself, man, like she actually might like me. I might have a chance with her. Give you kind of a visual of Allie. She's about 5'3". She's cute. I would say she was probably about a 6.5". She's kind of the girl next door kind of look. That's typically the look that I like to go for. And specifically with her, she had brown hair, brown eyes. Overall, she was an attractive woman. I definitely think she, so. She was a couple years younger than me. I think she was a sophomore. I was in my fourth year at this university. So, in the summer, I actually had kind of like a call it like a breakdown. I was definitely really depressed. This was like June of 2014. Just kind of down the dumps about, well, being sub five, being down the dumps about my weight and being down the dumps about, you know, being bald and some other family things were going on at the time. My parents got divorced around that time, so that was kind of weighing on me as well. And you know, sometimes when you get down the dumps, you know, you vent on Facebook, and that's what I did. And I remember the next day she had commented on my status and said, "Hey, if you ever need someone to talk to you, you know, feel free to give me a call." And you know, I took her up on this, and I gave her a call about a week later, and kind of caught up with her. You know, saw what she was up to. She was going on a missions trip to, I believe, South Africa for about 2 weeks. So I was happy for her, and you know, I was kind of wishing her well with that. And you know, I suggested we hang out when she gets back. So what happened is, you know, when she got back from South Africa, we never ended up meeting up. I tried to get her to meet me for lunch. We always met at the school cafeteria, but we never kind of met up like outside of the campus. So I tried to get her to meet up with me at Applebee's, and she made the excuse that she was really busy with schoolwork. She was taking summer classes, and she took a lot of, I think she was like in the honors club as well. So I believe that to be a valid excuse at the time. And then what had happened in August, I decided to get my first hair transplant. And this was something I didn't really tell too many people. I obviously told my, you know, my parents. I told like a couple of my close friends, but it was something that I didn't really want to tell a lot of people. But moral of the story is, when you get a hair transplant, basically, you know, they take hairs from the back of your head and they kind of put them into the bald zones. So, you know, I wanted to see her, but I definitely didn't want her to see, you know, that I had had this transplant. So what I did is I started wearing a baseball hat, kind of like religiously, after the hair transplant. And moral of the story, when we finally got back to school, I met up with her at lunch, and she's like, "Oh, I never saw you with the hat before. You look different." And I guess I kind of perceived that as like, "Oh, does she think I look good?" At this time, I was still like, 270 pounds. I didn't really make any progress with losing weight over that summer. I tried a little bit. I went to LA Fitness like, twice a week, but I just never picked up any steam in that regard. So I pretty much still look the same. The hair transplant definitely gave me, I think, a little bit more confidence to like, kind of go for it. And so towards the end of us getting lunch, I suggested we go for a walk just around the campus. And she's like, yeah, give it, we'll go for a walk for 5 minutes." Looking back, I can kind of see through the forest of, her not wanting to meet up outside of campus and only wanting to hang out for a certain amount of time as signs of, hey, don't ask this girl out. What she does is she actually, tells me, "Hey, there's going to be this party, this weekend at Saturday. Julie is having the party." Julie was also in this club. And, I was like, "Yeah, sure, like I'll swing by." And like I said, the hair transplant kind of gave me a little bit more confidence, knowing that okay, I have some hair growing. At this like before I got the hair transplant, I was like a Norwood 4, a really noticeable receding hairline, and I had some thinning in the back as well. But moral of the story is, I go to this party. And I get there and I see Allie, and she comes over, she gives me like a quick hug, like maybe a second, and then she goes off and talks to other people, and I talk to a couple guys that are in the club. And there was in the one room, there was like this dance, call it a dance party, I guess. There was like music playing in there, and there was like a guy that was, I guess, pretending to be the DJ. And I head over into the dance floor area, and she's there. She's dancing. And people are just kind of vibing to the music. Nothing really crazy happened. And then this guy walks in that room. His name is Dan. He was also in the club. He didn't really show up to too many meetings. There was like monthly meetings. I think he showed up to maybe like, two or three over the span of a year and a half. And I see Dan, kind of making his way over to Allie, and they start kind of bumping and grinding a little bit, not really dancing with each other just yet, but they start kind of vibing. I see them both like smiling at each other, and I then see about 10 seconds later, they start dancing with each other. And then what do you know, about 10 minutes later, they start making out. And this probably goes on for probably a minute or so. And I leave the room and, just go into the main area to get another drink and kind of wash away my sorrows with what I just saw. Because keep in mind, this was probably the only girl that whole year, really 2 years, that really, I thought I had attractive girl that I thought I had a chance with. And yeah, turns out, she has a type, and I was not it. And essentially, to give you a visual of Dan. Dan was about 6'4". Obviously, he was probably 21 or 22, but he had a very good looking face. He had a full set of hair. pretty sharp jawline, high cheekbones, and just a very attractive person. I would say even more attractive than her. He was probably 8 on the scale, and she was probably about a 6.5. And I left the party shortly after and head home. And then, a couple weeks later, Allie and I, we met up for lunch on campus. And, I asked about the party, and, she vented and said, yeah, I was seeing Dan for a little bit, but, he's a player. He doesn't treat me well, and he's just, not my type. And at first I was like, internally I was like excited. I'm like, okay, well, they're not dating. Let me give it a try. And, so at the very end of hanging out, I had said to her, I was like, look, hey, I really enjoy, getting lunch with you and hanging out. I really want to take you on a date. And, she kind of looked confused. She kind of gave me a confused look. And the most brutal part is she then put her hand on my wrist, and she's like, oh, that's so cute, but I really just see you as a friend. And when she said that, the most brutal part was, because she knew me when I was completely bald. Obviously, the previous year I'd shaved my head completely before I got my transplant. And I don't know what made me say this, but I just was very, very kind of torn. And I asked her, I'm like, is it because I'm bald? And this made her angry. She then said, she's like, no, you look fine. You should stop worrying about that. I know you've brought that up in the past, losing your hair, it's a first world problem. And, you're selfish just even talking and thinking about it so much. and then she goes off and says, there's a lot of people that have no food or water or shelter, and you're worried about being bald, just suck it up and get over it. And, I just kind of didn't have a comeback to that. I just kind of dipped my head down, and then she put her hand on my wrist again. She's don't worry about your hair. It's all about confidence, and girls don't care about your looks. And I just think it's so hilarious because she's saying that, it's all about confidence. Girls don't care about, guys who are balding, but she's literally making out with a 6'4", really good looking guy, and she views me as a friend. And why does she view me as a friend? Well, at the time, I figured it had to do with a little bit had to do with my, being bald and being overweight, but still, even through that, I still had this blue pill mindset of yeah, looks matter a little bit, but it's really all about confidence. And she thought of me as a friend because I was a fat, bald, sub-5 male. And that's really all there is to it. Moral of the story is there's a reason you get friend zone as a sub-5 male, and you can't really take it personally because it's all biology at the end of the day. My biggest gripe is when girls or people say that looks don't matter and to just be confident, because sure, confidence helps, but confidence only helps when you're at least average looking. When you're a sub-5 male, you don't make the cut to be confident. And that's a really hard pill to swallow. It's a really hard black pill to swallow. Well, that's my brutal friend zone story. If you got value out of this, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to let me know down in the comments what your most brutal friend zone story was. Thanks. Take care.